Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I was having too much fun with my air compressor here because my tire light is on again. Dang it. Got the, my hairstylist, of course, as you all know, is Lawnmower Larry. He's always giving me a good clip. He's out there right now. He's trying to get air in the left front tire. I had the right front tire on the first air low because the tire light came on. Now I got, did you get that thing done? That's noisy compressor there, Lawnmower Larry. Thank you. Whoa. Anyway, tire light's on. You got to get it fixed, you know, on the air or off the air. Welcome into Auto World, the Auto World Plaza, and you're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. And, well, we've got a lot of air in the tires. The tire light went off. Yes. Here on Auto World, we enjoy putting air in people's tires, of course, including ours. And folks, good to have you along. Thanks for you coming back into the third hour, of course, to Auto World. Each and every week, we dissect and get to the nuts and the bolts of the story behind your metal, your fiberglass, the rubber tires that you're sitting on top of. Ugh, those cracks in the tires on the sidewalls. Do you have them? How far can you drive? How wide should the crack be before it blows out? All these type of questions. I have that smell! Antifreeze? Oil? Tranny fluid? Power steering fluid? Brake fluid? Gasoline? That's a lot of smelling. It's a smell that you might not like. All those fluids are bad. It's not smelling like a restaurant, is it? No. When you go into a dentist's office, isn't that the truth, where it smells like, ugh, I hate this place. Cavities, drilling, grinding. Ugh. And the smell. Okay, so you drive into an automotive shop and you walk into the waiting room, and what do you smell? All of those fluids I just mentioned. Sometimes I wonder. Well, my doctor told me through this last bit of sickness that I went through, Mark, you're in automotive, Mark, and that means you're inhaling brake clean, carburetor clean, fuel injection clean, gas, oil, brake, tranny. I'm inhaling all of it because I live in it. Tire smell. You ever go into a tire shop and you come out and the wife or the husband says, or your significant other says, "Ugh, you smell like tires." That's because you just got done putting new tires on your car and you were just in the waiting room. So those people in the tire business, they're sucking in tire smell. I've always wondered, do all of us in the automotive industry, are we going to end up with some type of a cancer? No, because my doctor told me, because of that, and you smelling all this, Mark, you have an immune system so strong, you're like Superman. And I said, oh, I'm so far away from that. So far away from it. All I am is a person that likes to help people with cars. And with that said, folks, that's why I'm here. You're my friends, each and every one of you. And most of all, you're here because of that reason. You're here to have fun. You're here to learn something, maybe. And hopefully we can teach you something. And so with that, if my goal is to make sure that you go, I didn't know that. So you leave the show thinking, basically I've helped you. That's what it's all about. And also I'm helping you with not only, the smell, the noise that you have, maybe the why is my car going to the right, my truck is going to the left, when I only apply the brakes. By the way, that's because a caliper on the opposite side is not working. Let's just say something about that real quick. All of you, when's the last time that you drove your... I know it's not really the season of dry roads, but we all have some dry roads somewhere, don't we? Okay, with that said, when's the last time that any one of you... Raise your hand, please. Raise your hand. Right or left hand, I don't care. When's the last time any one of you actually went out onto a dry road with your automobile in your auto world and went 30 miles an hour, constant 30 miles an hour down the street, and just, I'm literally put the right, it's an automatic transmission, 30 miles an hour, and put your right foot on that brake pedal as hard as you could push it. Raise your hand, please. Six rows here in the Auto World Plaza, and they all have their right, no, none of them have their arms up. Not a one of you? Nope, they're all shaking their head. How about you? Nobody does this. Nobody goes 30, 40 miles an hour and then goes out and hits the brake pedal in their automobile as hard as they can. Why not? Well, it wears out the brakes, Mark. No. Yes, but no. I want, see, I'm giving you some homework. And I want to hear from you next week before we go to Spain on the third hour. So you're going to have to get with me on the first and second hour next week before we go to the Spain. We're going to Spain next week, by the way. So we have a little ear taste, but we're going to give that to you a little bit later. Axelrod Alex is getting ready to push that button. Not yet. Not yet. Okay. So I want all of you, first and foremost, think about the stuff that you have. Yeah, the stuff. Like Richard Pryor said, you know, Mark, I've got a lot of stuff. Well, the stuff in the back of your vehicle, is it tied down? Is it just sitting there? So you're driving down the road at 30 miles an hour, all of a sudden a child comes out, runs out, running after their ball, because they were playing with the ball. A deer jumps out. See, it's not only children, it's everything. You've got a nice automobile and you don't want to put any dents in it. Besides that, you don't want to get hurt. And you definitely do not want to kiss an airbag. So, can you imagine? First off, I want you to do 30 miles an hour and then I want you to hit the brake as hard as you can. But, if you have loose stuff in the back of your vehicle and it's going to come up, isn't it? It's going to come towards the impact. The front of your car will nosedive down. The back end of your vehicle will come up. And all the stuff in the back will come up and hit you in the back of the head and knock you out cold, folks. Nothing to do with brakes, huh? So think about that for a minute. Because we've talked about this on Auto World here, about the Emergency Roadside Assistance Kit. I was the voice behind that kit that I basically invented through four, and they sold, and it's still selling at CarMD. CarMD is a company by Innova. And Innova sells automotive tools, and I'm the voice and the spokesperson behind that emergency roadside assistant kit that's selling. I believe it's at Costco and it's at Sharper Image. I'm not here for a selfless plug, no. I'm just saying that the first thing I put on that emergency roadside assistance kit that has things in it like flashlight, emergency cables, and, you know, just some goodies I decided to tell CarMD to please put in there. First thing that we talked about was, and they thought I was crazy, I want it fastened somehow to the back end of the, inside the people's car so it doesn't hit them in the back of the head. So we did it. We did that. It's got its own seatbelt. Anyway, let's get back to the brakes. Once you know that your brakes can stop your car because you've applied them, you know how far it takes you and your car, how far it takes to stop it at 30 miles an hour. Once you get accustomed to the braking of your automobile, basically you'll feel safer. And that's why I'm bringing all this up. So go out. That's your homework. Go out. Apply the brakes. See how far it takes for that car to go. Does the back end come around and meet the front end? Do you turn in sideways? What does your automobile do? And again, you'll find out that most of your automobiles today have anti-lock brake system, ABS. Some of you might have that light on the dash right now. I can help. And by the way, with that ABS light, it can be scanned, just like an engine light, to tell us what sensor's bad on what wheel. There it is. We're going to come back, give you some more information. Well, we're going to find out what headlights are all about, what they're made out of, and which ones you need. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Auto World Plaza. NAC Toy winners coming up. 2022 NAC Toy winners. You need to know who they are.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Monroe shocks on that bad boy shaking.
Whoa, yeah, I love it.
those sound competitions, you know, when you crank that stereo up and she's shaking. Maybe some Shocks, Monroe, yellow, you know. Yeah, Gabriels, Gabriel Black, Gabriel Reds. Yeah, I got some Gabriels on some of my cars. And my gosh, I do have some yellow Monroes, too. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Thanks for coming on back. And sure glad you, I have my driving gloves on. I noticed you have your driving gloves on, but you have chocolate all over them. That means you've been into the candy. That's all right. We do that here, too. Sometimes we'll have popcorn. But today, yes, I am eating the dark chocolate M&Ms from Mars. Oh, yeah. Mars Company, that is. I'm not up on Mars. Anyway, here's a little trivia for you. Before we get that trivia question answered, actually, that let's shoot out that trivia question for you to answer first and foremost here. I kind of had put her in there on the end of the second hour, and this question is for you to answer, and I always do have some great gifts for you folks. Detailed gifts for the inside of your car, you know that smell? Ooh, that smell, that carpet. Oh, yeah. We're going to fix that for you. Odor Eliminator by Meguiar's. Good stuff. And besides that, I have other things. Wash drops, and it goes on and on. Anyway, we have those in a little 53 Lincoln Continental that's been smashed in every way, a four-door. Oh, yeah, suicide doors. Anyway, that trivia question is, what car company calls their grill, the grill, you know, out in front, kidney-shaped? What car company calls their grill kidney-shaped? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio, one word, at yahoo.com. And then Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. Welcome you over there to take a look at those photos we have up there. We're talking headlights. You'll enjoy the headlight we put up there on the site at Mark Evans' Facebook page. Instagram account is the address, Auto World Media. Facebook, Auto World Radio. You'll have fun. Take a look at that old light. Wow. I can't hardly believe they used that, but they did. It was more used as not to see in front of the car, to see where they're going, to see what's in front of them, but so other people could see them. Okay. How many of you have a remote? You know that key fob? The remote. The key fob? Okay. You all do. I see a lot of hands up here on six rows. Why not? You have six rows of folks, and they're listening, tuning in, looking, all that, and they're raising their hand. Yeah, we have a key fob. Everybody's got a key fob anymore. There's very few people that put a key in the ignition and turn it clockwise. Key fobs that you have. Hey, how many of you are you guilty of having the key fob just sitting in the cup holder because you just have to have the key fob, not even in anything anymore. It just sits in the cup holder, and then you come up and push the go button. Uh-huh. How many of you leave the key fob in there? A lot of you. Okay, so I know where to come get your car and steal it. Be careful. With that said, here's a little bit of a tidbit, a little bit of news, so you can leave this hour, like I said earlier. Huh, I didn't know that. Here it is. If your car's remote button is pressed, that's right, your car's remote button is pressed 256 times in a row without being in range of the automobile, folks, the remote will quit working. I'll say it again. If your car's remote button is pressed 256 times in a row without being in range, the remote will quit working. Now, that's true to fact. I don't know why you'd be playing with your remote, pushing it 256 times, but go ahead. It won't work. By the way, they're programmed, and you might as well just throw the thing away. It's not going to work. Okay, we have an answer to our trivia question. See, I ask and you deliver, and I do appreciate that. Absolutely. Rich, he's listening to us in Pasco, Washington. Woo, it's time for a shout-out. Shout-out. Yes, a shout-out to our great affiliate here. There's our shout-out horn. Yes! Shout-out horn in the key of F. KFLD AM 870. Shout-out to you, KFLD 870 AM in Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington. Thank you, Rich, for emailing. And he says, the kidney-shaped grills are BMW. Oh, Rich, you're right. You, yes. Hey, Rich, do you have a BMW? Email me back, let me know, and also when you answer that, Don't be bashful. You can call also here at Auto World at 855-660-4261. But email me back with an address. I can send you out those fantastic detail gifts to keep your car clean on the inside and outside. And if you got a BMW, Rich, I've got something. I've got a key fob. Not a key fob, but a key tag there you can put that has BMW on it, by the way. I have a few of those left. And I'm going to send one to you if you have BMW. This is like, let's make a deal. No, it's not. This is Auto World. Anyway, that's right, folks. Rich, you're right. BMW has the kidney-shaped grills. And with that, the saga of the BMW kidney grill started back in 1933, folks. According to BMW, of course, since then, nearly every single BMW has had one as a nose. The kidney-shaped grill. The grill has undergone 13 designs over the course of over 88 years. 89 now. See how time flies? Didn't know that. See? Even I say that. That's right. Hey, I welcome you into Auto World each and every week again, and that's how you do it. You just email, and thank you, Rich. I see your email here with an address, and we'll get some great gifts sent out to you, and you don't have a BMW. Here's another email. Would you like a BMW, and what model? Oh, yeah, the ultimate machine, they say. Yes, that's right, an ultimate machine. Coming up here on Auto World 2, we're going to talk a little bit about headlights, of course. And the headlights that I'm going to teach you something about headlights, folks. So get your pen, paper out, again, your paper, pen and pencil out, your marker, however you want to do it. And we're going to go into the teaching seminar mode because I want you to know which kind of headlight you should have in your automobile. And don't be cheap. Replace the low beams along with the high beams, okay? Because, again, you got the brights on, so the high beams go on, and you're blinding me with those brand new HIDs. And then I flash you, and you turn the headlight, the high beams off, and they go to low beams, and I see candle lights out in front of you that are yellow. It is time to go to the email bag. Help! I just fell in. Get me out of here. Get me out of the bag there. Eddie, the engine emailer, thank you. He'd give me a hand. I fell into the thing. We're going to have to get the bag a little bit smaller or something here. Anyway, I've got an email here. I can read it. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, folks, and just put on there 911. I'll get to you as soon as possible. And also put on there if I can read it live on the air. We're going to come back. Looks like this email, yes, from Pete in Reno, Nevada. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The FBI today identifying the man who took hostages at a synagogue outside of Fort Worth, Texas on Saturday before being shot dead hours later. British national Malik Faisal Akram was shot and killed when an FBI SWAT team stormed the building of Congressional Beth Israel following a 10-hour standoff.
Today's result, which was four safe hostages and the situation resolved, was really a result of a long day of hard work by nearly 200 law enforcement officers.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Matt DeSarno says there's no indication other individuals besides the suspect were involved. He released one hostage. The other three were rescued. More than 2,700 flights canceled due to a winter storm on the East Coast. Tens of thousands of people without power in several states. This is USA Radio News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Watch out for the high octane. You never know. No, don't drink and drive. And please don't text and drive, folks. I mean, pull over. Pull it over. Text your friend while you're parked. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along in the Greasy Garage studio. I'm sitting in one of my favorite chairs here, the Dodge Viper seat. And sometimes you'll hear me, the staff likes to... Sometimes I'll just say, go out in the junkyard and get me a bench seat. I want to smell the antique. Oh, yeah. The smell of the old cars. You know, I'd like to have the Greasy Garage Studio smelling like an automobile at all times. Absolutely. Because, you know, this is an Auto World show. Absolutely. Okay, let's get to the email before the break. And, of course, Lawnmower Larry, who clips my hair, makes sure that I have a good haircut for radio, you know. I'm as good as the radio can be seen. He put my email back in the bag. What'd you do that for? Thank you. He went back into the bag and got it. Okay, here it is. Yes, Pete from Reno. Let's do a... Okay, he says, I can read it on the air, and I will. Yes. Hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate that. He says, I'm with you every week, listen to you for all 3 hours, have a question for you about my tires. Well, thank you, Pete, for all three. I do appreciate that. That's my paycheck, and I appreciate that. He says, question about his tires. They are Michelin's, about 50% tread left. In my opinion, I still have some miles left. Yes, you do. If you only have 50% left, you have some miles left, Pete. He says, the other day I noticed some cracking on the side walls, so I was wondering how far can I go with side wall cracks. Thank you, Pete. Listening in Reno, Nevada. Well, let's do a shout-out.
A shout-out. Woo!
Yes. A shout-out to our... There's our shout-out horn. It's a real car horn, by the way. Shout-out to our great affiliate there in Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, and Reno, Nevada, KNNRAM 1400. That's a shout-out to KNNRAM 1400. Good to be in Reno, Nevada. Hello, everybody there in Carson City. Beautiful. Oh, there's an antique store in Carson City I love. It's hard for me to go in there and not buy something. They've got these pedal cars that I just would love to have every one of them. Well, it's sometimes a hard thing to find the money. Oh, anyway, let's get back to Reno with Pete. Pete, I must have sparked that your ears were burning when I was talking about cracks maybe in the earlier hour of on sidewalls. And, yeah, first and foremost, Michelin is a great brand. I've been lucky enough to be in test drive reports in cars at TireRack.com and, of course, the Chevrolet Proving Grounds, etc. And I'm very honored and very, you know, blessed to be able to test drive different brands of tires. So overall, the cracking on the sidewalls, folks, come from, Pete, you must be not putting a lot of miles on your automobile because the cracks come from rot. Rot. It's kind of like an apple rotting. You know, you pick it off the tree and it doesn't have any blood circulation going through it called sunlight and water and, you know, dirt and from the ground growing it. Well, the skin starts to, you know, swivel up and start looking bad. And would you eat it? No. Okay. Why would you not eat it? That apple that's got all the crinkles and cracks on it. Ugh, it's starting to shrink and shrivel up. Ah, because you don't want to get sick. All right. Well, then, if we've got four tires with weather checking on the sidewalls, and you can see them, you're... Well, Michelin, you know, their slogan back in the day, you have a lot riding on your tires. You do. Your life. So, Pete, you say here that you notice some cracking on the sidewall. So, I was wondering how far can I go with sidewall cracks? Well, no. No more, Pete. No more. You need new tires. You need new tires. First and foremost, I really don't know, and neither do you, Pete. When are you going to hop in that vehicle and hop on the freeway, and then what's the speed on the freeway? See, we drive our cars and we take advantage of them because we go anywhere and everywhere we want to go. And the next thing you know, well, I just go to the grocery store. Okay, fine. At 30? Well, those weather checking cracks are from rot, like the apple example. And the next thing you know, you're going to have a blowout, Pete. And that won't be fun because if the right front tire blows out because of the cracking in the sidewalls, it... are a penny, you know, the thickness of a penny or the thickness of a dime, that's all the thicker the cracks are, but you got a whole bunch of them right around the bead of the wheel? Boom, boom, Gonzalez. Is that how we say that? No, we don't want to say that. The right front blows out, Pete. Next thing you know, you're going to the right, my friend. And when you go to the right, now you're going to hit the curb or a child. Not good. It's both scenarios is horrible. Period. It just ruins your life. So I want both. I want all four tires replaced. You know, if you got cracks in all four of them, do it. And get them replaced. And again, then you can you know, if you got weather checking like that, Pete, and if our friends that are listening, all of our family here at AW Auto World, if you do have that, that means it's from weather rot, from just sitting around not being used. And that means that you must have a lot of years on your tires. And you might not have the miles because you stated 50%. Okay, that's fine. Just because the tread is looking good doesn't mean that your tire's okay, is what I'm pointing out here. Weather checking is actually worse than... I'd rather, Pete, have you have sidewalls that had no weather checking, no cracks at all, and have, you know, a 16th of tread left. Your tires will last longer than the weather checking on the side. Anyway, hope that helps. Pete, please do send me back an address, and I'll send you some great gifts that I can send some gifts to you, detailed gifts, of course, inside and outside. And you know what I'm going to do, Pete? You're going to get, that's right, you're going to get, since we're talking tires, Meguiar's Endurance. It is actually a a cleaner, and it goes on the side wall of your tires to make them look shiny. I'm going to send out the shiny. They do have some tire. It's basically makes your tire look like, ooh la la, I'm going to the car show. You know, I mean, it snazzies up your sidewall tire. They have dull, they have shinier, and then they have real shiny. I've got the shiny, so I'm going to send that to you so we can get those brand new tires looking good. And again, I've always said, you know, that a car, if you do that, Pete, for me and get those tires looking good, send me a photo, because we are doing a section on our autoworldmedia.com website for our listeners. So we're building that, so we're going to put your ride on there. It doesn't matter what it is, folks. If you're in love with your lawnmower, we're going to put it on there. But if you do that for me, Pete, that would be great, and we'll put that on the website, and you'll see how shiny those tires get. And I've always said this, a pretty girl looking at me, you know, and it's like a car missing a hubcap. Uh-oh, doesn't look so good, does it? Nope. Pretty girl looking at me with a tooth missing. Uh-oh. Anyway, thanks, Pete. Appreciate that from Reno, Nevada on KNNR AM 1400. Shout out. Appreciate that. Now we're going to come back after the short break. We're going to be talking about what I promised it to you. How many lumens can you actually have in your headlight before it becomes illegal? Is there really a law? What type of headlight should you have? Halogen? How many lumens does a halogen have? Uh-huh. LED? How many lumens does a LED light have? Exxon or an HID or even an ARC headlight? Can you get them? How many lumens do those have? Lots of questions about headlights. We're going to be talking about that when we come back after this short break. Grab some popcorn to mix with that chocolate you've been eating. Oh, yeah. And I've got a couple more cars that sold it down there in Florida from the, you know where, the Mecum auction. We'll be right back from Auto World, the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Oh, yeah. Greasy, oily, buttered up popcorn. Woo! Got an email from Boise, Idaho we're going to read, too.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. We love you and in kitty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. What will you near, far, in a motor car? Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you.
Backfiring all the way. Chitty chitty bang bang. Probably backfired a lot. I hate that when the timing is retarded. Sold, sold, sold. Three words that you know means one thing. Sold. Well, happened. That's right. 2022 down at Meek, down in Florida, the Meekum Auctions. They sold a 1965 Shelby GT350R prototype. White with blue stripes. Just beautiful car. It was the first Shelby Mustang to win a race, folks. It was known to everyone as the Flying Mustang. It sold. $3.7 million. Sometimes I thought apples grew on trees. Anyway, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. Now, next week, little heads up, you're all going with me on a field trip next week on the third hour next week. You're going to be with me to listen to Lewis Black. He is the CEO, chairman, president, and founder of El Monte Industries. What is El Monte Industries? Well, I have a little bit of an ear taste for you right now.
Well, we have two projects in Spain, one in Portugal, and then we're in the process now of reopening the world's largest tungsten mine in South Korea.
Tungsten Mining, an international raw materials development company, folks, that mines tungsten. Without tungsten, well, I'll just let you listen to the third hour next week, because you're going to find out. Well, I learned more on that 1 hour listening and talking with Mr. Lewis Black than I have for forever. He taught me a lot about product. And I understand some of this product actually gets to go on your desk, if you have a desk, or wherever you might want to put it. Coffee table, maybe? What's it cost? Well, I'll find that out next week, third hour. By the way, if your local radio station, one of our great affiliates you're listening to us on right now, does not take the third hour, here's how to get Email your radio station, please. Just email them. Say, why aren't you taking the third hour? I'm missing out, of course. And or call them direct if you'd like. That's the first thing. And I do appreciate you doing that. Thank you. I really do. But if you don't get the third hour, here's how to do it. Just go to the internet and go to GCN. That's good. Cat Nancy. GCNlive.com. And then just look for me. Auto World. Just look for Auto World. I'm sitting behind a microphone, smiling, almost waving to you, yellow coupe in the background. That's how to do it. Look forward to seeing and hearing from you, of course, the first, second, and, of course, we're going to Spain on the third hour. Right now it's time. I've been promising you this about headlights, folks. Headlights. Major types of headlights, and they're looms. Yep, looms. Well, there's a lot to be said for, of course, how many looms do my bulbs have, Mark? Well, you don't know, do you? No. So, in general, the halogen bulbs have 700 looms and are usually emitted in a low beam, while 1,200 looms is the measure of the high beam, folks. And, of course, the high beams aren't on until you ask them to be on. This also depends greatly on what kind of halogen bulb is in question, what kind of brand you have. So there's a lot to be behind the light bulb. I recommend that you need to see in front of you at all times. Okay, so there's a lot to be, you know, involved with headlights. Halogen headlights are usually, generally the halogen headlights have become a classic and standard for most of the vehicle types that are out there in the world that you and I are driving. Let's take it for a step further, though. Incandescent lights, and even through the latter bulbs, are still being used in cars. Halogen lights are the leading and most common headlights, period. Period. And, of course, the DIY headlights, restoration. You got to, again, remember the plastic out in front. Now you can buy the kits, and you can sand, buff, and put the chemical on there and clean them. And, by the way, a little Auto World tip, toothpaste. But let's make sure the plastic out in front of the halogen headlight that you own is clean so the light can get through it. Halogen itself can be further broken down into five different types, folks. But the two major ones is the contacts, because they are the only ones that use for car headlights, iodine and bromine, by the way. These are two that are essentially gases that work to ensure that your tungsten filament does not break. Tungsten in headlights. Now, halogen headlights, here's the looms on them. The aluminum output of a halogen headlight is about 1,500. Now, let's go on to LED headlights. These lights are a major hit, especially in newer, sleeker cars. Oh, those are the ones that are blinding me, coming at me. And they allow headlight restoration with home products such as vinegar. You only hear it here on Auto World. Vinegar, folks. They work through diodes. These LED lights do. They work through diodes, converting electricity through these diodes. Electroluminal science. I can't even say it. It's so big. Anyway, science. You know what I mean? LED lights are more preferable to the previous explained halogen headlights because the former emits less heat, thus not burning the plastic in front of them. And they have a longer lifespan, LEDs. Yes, they're a tad more expensive than the halogen lights, but they are worth every penny is what I'm telling you right now. Now, the output, see, we went from halogen, the lumen output would be 1,500. Now, this LED aluminum output is 4,000 to 12,000 lumens. Let me add this in before we run out of time here. It's against the law to have a 6,000 loom light bulb in your car. I don't know what officers are going to pull you over, but anyway, that's some news here on Auto World. HID and ARC headlights, these lights are not like the rest. They can be restored with either a restoration kit and or WD-40. They also, folks, do not make use of certain filaments to emit lights. What they do is that they create one arc of high voltage wedge between two electrodes, and that is how their light is produced. Imagine for a second a lightning storm inside a very small tube. That's how HID and arc headlights work. Their loom output, 3,000. So there you go. course, I said earlier that 6,000 looms, and some states say 4,000 looms is illegal because they blind you when they're coming at you. So let's just be curious. Curiosity by how many looms you have, how can I tell? That's another patent invention I need to come up with. Wouldn't it be nice just to have a tool to turn the headlights on and flash it in front of your headlight and say, oh, yeah, you have this many looms? The only way you can do it is get the part number off the headlight bulb itself, call the parts store and say, here's the part number, could you possibly tell me how many looms it has? But get one with 4,000. L-U-M-E-N-S, just in case I am pronouncing it wrong. I'm probably butchering the name. Lumens? L-U-M-E-N-S? 4,000. And you can go all the way up to 12,000 if you'd like. All it is money. Yep. The brighter it is out front of you, the easier it is to drive. And we all have darkness sometimes when we're driving in our auto world. So, with that, absolutely remember one thing before the garage door rolls down here. On the end part of this week at Auto World, the garage door, you know, I need to get some oil on those rollers. Third hour. We're going to Spain next week. How to Listen is not only on our great affiliates on the station you're listening to right now. Call your friend. Call your neighbors. Your significant other. Call everybody you can, because this interview with Lewis Black from Spain, folks, from Spain, we're going to find out, oh, you have tungsten in your headlights. Wowza.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Status bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.